This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting Baghdad is under a state of emergency. Protesters occupy parts of the once secure international zone. Lawmakers have fled the area, and the Iraqi military is on high alert. Protesters led by Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr had crowded the streets in front of the country's parliament building and had gathered in what is known as Celebration Square. By Sunday evening, the protesters temporarily ended their demonstration. The parliament takeover was the culmination of weeks of political wrangling and increasing instability. Dilawar Ala Aldi of the Middle East Research Institute says the breakdown of parliament could result in a Kurdish separation from Iraq.
If Baghdad continues to descend into chaos, then the Kurds may well single-handedly decide that this is the end of the road with Baghdad. But it needs to be in peaceful manner. It has to be with the blessing of Baghdad.
Dilawar Ala Aldin. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has arrived in Geneva as part of a U.S. bid to reaffirm a U.S.-Russian-mediated ceasefire. The visit comes as violence escalates in the country, especially in its largest city, Aleppo, although Aleppo was said to be calmer Sunday. Meanwhile, Russian General Sergei Kurilenko told Russian news agencies talks are underway to halt the Syrian bombardment of the rebel stronghold in Aleppo. A car bomb explosion outside police headquarters in the southeastern Turkish city of Gaziantep on Sunday has killed at least two police officers. At least 22 people were wounded. Turkish media quoted the local governor as saying many of those wounded are police officers. There was no immediate indication as to who carried out the attack. This is VOA News. A Bangladeshi newspaper reports three people have been detained in connection with the hacking death of a 50-year-old Hindu man. The Daily Star said Sunday one of the detainees had sued Mikhail Chandra Jawadar in 2012 for comments he made about the Islamic prophet and founder Muhammad. The U.S.-based monitoring organization SITE says the Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for the attack. A new U.S. political survey indicates that Republican frontrunner Donald Trump is surging ahead in the crucial Midwestern state of Indiana. Voters will go to the polls this Tuesday for the Indiana presidential primary election. NBC News, Wall Street Journal, Marist polls show Trump with 49% support among Republicans in the state, compared with only 34% for Texas Senator Ted Cruz and 13% for Ohio Governor John Kasich. Trump criticized Cruz for continuing his campaign.
It is the first time in the history of politics that a man who cannot win because he has no path to victory, because he doesn't have enough delegates. If he got every delegate from now till the end, till California, New Jersey, every delegate, he's still way short, right? So he has no path to victory. But he chose a vice presidential candidate.
On the Democratic side, the poll showed former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton with a 50-46% edge over her opponent, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. The militant group Al-Shabaab attacked and recaptured a town in Somalia's Middle Shabelle region early Sunday morning. An official told VOA 22 Somali soldiers were killed. He said 10 others were missing and feared to be captured by the militants. The militants claimed they had killed more than 32 soldiers, including a senior military officer, in the town of Runir Gud. Today is May Day. Workers across Asia called for higher wages and better working conditions in observance of the International Day to honor laborers. May Day does honor laborers and the working class in general and is promoted by the international labor movement. Brussels Airport has reopened part of a departure hall damaged in the March terrorist attack. Heavy security could be seen around the airport as passengers began using the newly repaired area following a ceremony. Ghana's opposition National Democratic Party has chosen former First Lady Nana Akufo-Addo Ige Yemin Rawlings as its presidential candidate. The decision was made at the party's National Delegate Congress Saturday in the capital, Accra. National Democratic Party supporters say the former First Lady's popularity could pose a significant challenge to incumbent President John Dramani Mahama. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
R&B